This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I just want to tell you, we're talking about provision. God provides. He provides health, mind and body. He provides resources, money, and what we need. We just need to do what he's calling us to do. God is a provider. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Oh, yes. We pray for provision. God rewards faith always. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And how much faith do we need? Just a little. Mustard seed, small, and you can move mountains. I tell you, that's the way it is. It's all about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about being real with Jesus and people. This broadcast has gone on for 40 years because of the grace of God. But I'm real with people. I'm real. I tell you, when I'm having a hard time, that God needs to help me when I'm going through difficulty, because I'm just human like the rest of you. And so God uses this microphone to encourage you and to let you know that you're not in the race alone. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. The yoke has two openings. You put your head in one, and he puts his head in the other. He's the lead, and we follow the leader, and his name is Jesus. And it's so very wonderful to follow Jesus. Now, people have said Christianity is easy. Oh, no, it's not easy. We are going against the grain. We are swimming upstream while the water is coming downstream. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Christianity is not easy. It's wonderful. It's God's love poured out through the Holy Spirit in Jesus. But it's not easy. Sometimes we reach a dead-end street. And what do? On a dead-end street? We need provision. We need God. We need God to open up. Give us a U-turn. And that's real. Oh, yeah. So how many times have I been on a dead-end street? But you see, though it's a dead-end street, God provides and he opens up me to turn around and get out of the dead-end street. You might be on a dead-end street today. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is with you today. He's with you. This is spiritual, a spiritual dead-end street. Jesus is with you, and he knows you, and he just wants you to trust him as he turns you around. You say, I don't know where he's going. That's right. I don't know where he's going, but he always leads us by his Spirit. How much we need the Holy Spirit to be led by God. And the only thing you need to be is simple. That's all you need to be is simple. And if you're simple and believe, it's going to happen. God's going to work. Yesterday, we spoke about Monica and her prayers for Augustine. And he was converted by the power of the Holy Spirit as he listened to Bishop Ambrose, who is now St. Ambrose. Today is the feast of Augustine, who had an illegitimate child, and yet God raised him up to be a man of God, a bishop in the church, and a man who gave us instruction that we still use today. You see, God is not finished with you yet. He's got plans for you. You just need to trust him. God's not finished with you. He's got plans for you. You just need to trust him. And sometimes it's very difficult. But you know what? The Lord says, those who trust me and lean not upon your own understanding, I will make a way where there is no way. Today we're opening the phone lines, 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father. This is Leonard calling today.
Leonard, what can I do for you?
Well, we need the Lord to pray for Shelley Manuel Landon. She sent me an email. This is what it says. She has two tumors protruding out of her intestines. There's some kind of rare liver cancer, and it has spread to the back of her neck and top of her skull. She asks us to pray for it to disintegrate, dissolve, and disengage.
I pray for Shelley right now. I pray that you would dissolve those tumors in the name of Jesus, that the blood of the Lamb would pierce those two tumors and they would die. I curse them in Jesus' name. Shelley, be healed completely by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood. Shelley has been writing to me. I knew about the two tumors, and I'm glad you called so that we could pray for Shelley and believe that she's being healed. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
It's Diane, Father. Could
Hi, Diane.
Two people? Hi, Father. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to talk with you. Father, I just have two people today. The first one is Rosa. She has a scar from her operation. It was supposed to be a little easier, but just ask for a healing.
So, God, in Jesus' name, we pray for Rosa. We pray, first of all, that you give her peace, the peace that comes from the Lord Jesus. Go ahead.
Thank you, Father. And the second one is for Mel. Mel was 39 years old, and God took her with the cancer.
So we pray for the soul of Mel. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon her. May she rest in peace. Amen.
Thank you,
617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father. It's Joseph from Lynn, the blind person. How are you?
Hi, Joseph. Joseph, you're more than blind. You're faithful.
Well, I try. I still have a mustard seed. And I had a falling out with my cousin. I want that to get back, and I still want to get healed with my eyes and my intestines and my heart. And I wish I could come tonight, but I have no transportation this week. I wish someone could pick me up. So would you pray for me now? Pray for those things, please.
Father, I thank you for him, for Joseph. I thank you that you're healing him internally as well as externally in the name of Jesus. Father, he has no sight. Give him the sight of the Spirit, that he knows what's going on. I remember a blind man said to me many years ago when I gave a talk at a communion breakfast before I was a priest. The blind man said to me as I drove him home, God is calling you to be a priest and you're rejecting it. That day I went home and ate so much pasta, you couldn't believe it. I said, the guy was telling the truth. I didn't want to hear it. So I ate and ate and ate and finally had to come to the decision that the blind man could see spiritually. And so here I am. Thank you, God, for that man, wherever he is today. 617. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Thomas. Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I just really am thankful for the numerous phone calls you've made to Homer. And as you know, he's in the hospital and he is scheduled to have his gallbladder removed tomorrow because of these episodes of intense pain from gallstones. so. We think that's how the Lord's been leading, and that's what he should do. But I just want prayer for a safe surgery. And my one area of concern is that because it's a teaching hospital, they, you know, brought in a whole team with the surgeon to see him. And in speaking to a nurse, she said, "We'll be sure that the surgeon is doing the surgery and not a resident who's doing it for the first time in training." And Homer's going to bring that up. But my prayer really is that no one could touch Homer except who the Lord gives permission to.
Amen. The Lord has chosen someone to do the operation. And I pray that nothing get in the way of the Lord's way. In Jesus' name, that the doctor that does the operation is chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. This is Marie calling. And I wanted to, I just came home from the hospital yesterday, so I'm calling to thank Father for the speedy return home.
Well, thank you, the Lord,
and
for Marie.
Thank you, Father Tom, too, for all the prayers that you do for everyone.
You're so welcome. Lord, strengthen Marie by your spirit. Strengthen her body now that she's home. Let her know that she's not alone, that you're with her, and that you're going to see her through this. Strengthen her in the name of the Lord Jesus. 617-770-3030. God works all things together for the good to those who love him. Not some things, all things, for the good to those who love him. I remember when I left teaching, I had no place to go. I remember it was the first day of school, and I was in my automobile, and I had no place to go. I had left teaching because I couldn't do it any longer. But you know what? That day, I drove to Nahant, and I kicked a stone, and I kicked it right through Nahant. Not only that day, but many days after. And God opened a door. Remember, I went to Nahant. I drove by a cemetery, and I said to the Lord, "Lord, I want to be dead to myself and alive to you. Show me what to do and show me how to do it. Open the door." And you know what? It took time, but the door was open. The door was open. It took time because I wanted the door given by the Lord. And I found it. Led me to the seminary. And that's where I found the door. I never forget when I opened the door to the seminary, I asked for the rector. And the woman at the desk said, "The rector is away for the weekend." And guess what? The rector came down from these three steps. And he said, "Are you looking for me?" I said, "Yes, I want to make application." When God opens a door, no one can close it. Not even a receptionist that says the rector is busy and not here. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Patty.
Hi, Patty.
I have a couple of requests. The first one is for a wonderful dad, Jerry, who's got cancer, and the treatments have not been working, so he's now off of treatment. They're trying to see if they can get him into a study, but I pray for a miracle. I'm claiming a miracle. I pray, implore a miracle for Jerry.
Let's do it first. We pray for Jerry in the name of Jesus. You are the miracle worker. Lord Jesus, touch Jerry where he is has cancer. Heal him. I curse that cancer. I cause it to wither and die by the blood of the Lamb. Lord Jesus, raise Jerry up to have a great witness that you are the healer and that you work through doctors, but you are the healer. You alone, in Jesus' name. What else now?
For a 25-year-old young woman, Emily, who lost part of her finger yesterday, and she's been working for the Lord in so many ways, trying to bring peace in the world, and tried to get into law school, got rejected. She's just, with this thing that happened with her finger yesterday, she's just worried where God is, and I just pray that she finds peace and see God's will in this whole situation.
So, Lord, we pray for her today. Give her the grace of peace. Let her know that it's going to be taken care of. Open the right door for her. Give her peace so that she would be able to move in faith. Give her peace so that she would be able to move in faith. 617-770-3030. Do you know that your prayers are before the throne of God? They have a life of its own. Even if you stop praying for something, we remember Elizabeth and Zechariah. They had stopped praying for a son because she went through the change of life. But God had that prayer before the throne of God, and it's always there. I want to tell you that what you've been praying for is before the throne of God. And I say amen to it in the name of Jesus. I say amen, alleluia, in the name of Jesus. Your prayer is before the throne of God, and it will be answered by God's grace. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. St. Paul said, when he went to Corinth, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I made up my mind not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I say amen to that. I personally have made up my mind to know no one but Jesus and him crucified and raised from the dead. Who's calling?
This is Jack, Father Tom. I'd like to pray for my great grandson in prison, where he's supposed to be made better.
Shut the radio off.
God bring him to his knees. I don't go for that baloney. I don't think he should be in there. I want him to get out of there, you know. And it's going worse and worse. That's all.
Release him, God. Release him in the name of Jesus. Release him by the power of the blood. Release him in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. You know, you are not unknown to the Lord. He bears your name on his palms of his hands that are glorified wounds. Your name has been written on the palms of the Lord Jesus' hands, and he has not forgotten you. The devil will tell you God doesn't care. He forgot you, or God's too busy. He can't deal with everybody. Those are lies from the pit of hell. God has had your name written on the glorified hands of Jesus. You are there at the right hand of the Father. Your prayer partner is Jesus himself, who sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. Your prayer partner is Jesus, and you can't lose because he's the Lord. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. You know, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. When I go to the pulpit to preach, it's about Jesus. If I want people to repent, it's about the blood of Jesus. If it's about prosperity, I go to Jesus, who promised to give us our daily bread. Always to Jesus. Little Sadie, the little lady that was so old, would say to me, "No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how." Oh, she's been in heaven for a long time. Who's calling?
Good morning, Father Tom. It's John the Florist from Burlington.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Thank God. Just a prayer of thanksgiving. You were on my mind. I was putting my funeral flowers together this morning, and I was thinking, give them extra, don't skimp, and treat them like your grandmother. And
amen.
I'm counting my blessings, and I'm counting you twice today. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Lord Jesus, thank you for John. Thank you that he heard your voice through mine saying, do extra with the flowers that you're preparing. Do extra. And so he has. He does extra. And guess what? God opens the door for people to go to his florist shop. It's all about faith. It's all about faith. John heard the word of God, do extra, and so he has. And you know what? When you think you've got nothing, do extra, despite what you think. I remember Joe and Rhonda. They had their last $10, and the Lord told Joe to put it in the basket. Joe took the 10 and put it in the basket. He obeyed the Lord. And guess what? A check was provided for Joe. God multiplies. He doesn't divide. God does what we cannot do. He's so wonderful. In Jesus. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's Deb from New Hampshire.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. I'm calling for my mother, Coralie. She has acute herniated disc, and she's in extreme pain. And there's complications if she were to have surgery because of her other health problems. So she's very anxious and fearful. And we just want, her to be relieved from this pain, excruciating pain.
Father, in Jesus' name, touch her mother's back. Touch her mother's discs. Jesus, touch her. Take her out of pain. Take her out of pain now by your grace. Take her out of pain in the name of Jesus. Father, give her peace. Give her the peace that comes from knowing you. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. 617-770-3030. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Whatever the all is, if your faith in him is still intact, it's all going to work out. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. This is Marina calling. If you could please say a prayer for me. I am getting ready for dental surgery, and my surgeon tripled my cost, so I'm praying for a financial miracle again so I can pay for the surgery and that everything goes well. Thank you.
So, Lord, I pray that the dentist, his hands would be the hands of Jesus as he does the work in Marina's mouth. I also pray for provision, that you would restore and give her all that she needs to pay her bills and more. I pray in faith in Jesus' name. So I'm telling you today, God is a provider. You've got to know that. He is a provider, and he cares for you. You have not been forgotten by the Lord. He cares for you. You just need to trust him. And you know what? Just trust him for today. When tomorrow comes, you'll trust him again. It's all about trust. Trust gains the answer to our prayer. Trust Jesus, who went to the cross for you, who died for you, and who rose from the dead. Trust him. He is worthy of your trust. And you know what? He cares for you as if you were the only one in the world. He cares for you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.